In the end God's enemies will perish. April 9. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. In the whole territory of the world he has created, there is not a kingdom that is independent of God. And when the men and women in an earthly kingdom or community understand the laws made to govern the subjects of the ruler of the universe but still refuse obedience, they bring themselves under condemnation of the law that God, our supreme ruler, has established from the foundation of the world. Because of the stubbornness of Pharaoh, it was decided that the voice of God, in words of command, must demand that the Israelites be set free from their life of slavery. Pharaoh refused, and the Lord punished the kingdom because the earthly ruler would not let God's people go to become a kingdom under divine rulership. Pharaoh's refusal brought many plagues upon Egypt, until the stubborn king was impelled to concede to God's plan. And then he again hardened his heart in rebellion against God and sent his immense army to bring the Israelites back to continual service for the Egyptian ruler. The Lord wrought wonderfully for the salvation of his people. He made a way of escape in the midst of the Red Sea. The waters were piled up as a strong wall, and a path of deliverance was made for the hosts of Israel following the leadership of Moses. In pursuit of Israel, the vast armies of Egypt ventured to traverse the sea by the same path. A dark cloud was before them, and yet they pressed on. When the whole army, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen were in the very bed of the sea, the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea." Israel had passed over on dry land, but they heard the shouting of the armies in pursuit. As Moses stretched out his rod over the sea, the embanked waters that had stood as a great wall rolled on in their natural course. Of all the men of Egypt in that vast army, not one escaped. All perished in their determination to have their own way and to refuse God's way. That occasion was the end of their probation. Thus it will be with every class who choose to refuse the light God gives, and persist in following a course of action that makes void the law of Him who is supreme ruler over all kings, over all human powers that oppose themselves to the law of the supreme ruler of the universe, and set themselves in array against the expressed will of the great I Am.